This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. God, you know what? Ouch. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. And, you know, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do all that fun stuff. You can get involved. And I wish you would get involved. No, seriously. You know, you can't just sit there. I used to say, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Actually do something. And I do mean it. Actually do something. You know, you complain, you write me emails. Some of you, I'm sure, you've never been out to an event. I'm sure. You notice how I said that? I am sure you've never been out to an event where you could actually make a difference. Where you actually would make a difference. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time, that you spent. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also, you can be part of the Patreon team if you head over to the website. You click on Patreon for the price of a cup of coffee or a down payment on a brand new car. You can help support the cause here at The Real Side. Okay, so I think you heard it during the news break if you were paying attention, but Mark Zuckerberg has been, they've been asking Mark, yeah, we're on first name basis, Mark, to kick Holocaust denying people off of the platform. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, okay, yeah, I'm either for free speech or I'm not. Because then we start deciding what's hate speech, what's not hate speech. Right? We decide what can be read and what can't be read. And later on in the show, you'll hear me talk about the second in command at the DNC wanting Jeff Bezos to start banning certain books, not selling certain books on his platform. So millions of Facebook users are deeply disturbed by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, misguided and hurtful decision to refuse to remove any kind of blatant anti-Semitic lies denying the Holocaust. Now, right now, the social network site has over 2.2 billion active monthly users. So, there have been pictures. I have seen pages. Probably could go find them again if I really felt like it, but I don't feel like it. Where they had, you know, Jesus' Last Supper, where Jesus was the food of the day on the table. It's a pretty disgusting sight. But the irritant comes because they leave that up as a freedom of speech issue. They leave that up as, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion kind of thing, right? Except when it comes to conservative commentators. In which case, it's all hate speech, right? That's what we hear on a regular basis. It's hate speech. So which is it? I mean, things that are distasteful, that are taking a poke at somebody's religious belief, the realities of the Holocaust and how ugly it was and what took place? I don't know how you deny the Holocaust. With all the proof that we have, is it because it's distasteful to a certain group? Distasteful to Germans? Makes them look a certain way? You know, when George W. Bush was president, when you were in Germany, what was really funny was they made him out to be like Hitler. Nothing, and this is common, right? Trump and him and Reagan, and they have nothing else, right? So here you have it, and what was taken by that, I saw this interview, and the interviewer who was doing the documentary finally said, look, here's the deal. It seems that the German people are trying to detach themselves, trying to get the emphasis off of Hitler, what the German people did. What better way to do it than deny the Holocaust? What better way to do it than to kind of push Hitler down and make him look less than what he is? You know, you really, by calling Trump Hitler, by calling people like him Hitler, you are downplaying what Hitler actually was, the animal that he actually was. And you don't realize you're doing that, and these young kids have no clue. I think he was a dictator that didn't know exactly, that was a bad guy. Bad guy. Killing 6 million Jews doesn't make you a bad guy. It makes you an animal. Hey, Pelosi. Yeah, makes you an animal. And it's not an allegation, right? No, come on, think about this. This isn't an allegation that he may have killed 6 million Jews, right? He did kill six plus million that we know about. And God knows how many tens of thousands more. And a lot of those were tortured first. Experimented on first. Right? So don't... Why they have to play this game? Why they have to bring Hitler into this and play this game? And that's what they're doing. They're dumbing down really what went on. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you, again, if you heard our young people and how much of a clue they don't have as to Hitler was, is, might be, I think you'd be not just dumbfounded, I think you'd be sick to your stomach. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car. car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
They got it. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't you love that? I love that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought maybe it'd help you get sick. We were talking about the Holocaust. And not so much the Holocaust, but, you know, Facebook won't remove the Holocaust deniers or nasty comments about the Holocaust and that kind of stuff. They won't remove nasty comments about Christians either. But we know what religion, if you ask them a question, you know what's going to happen, right? It's just amazing that we can't get them to step up. just amazing. Take a listen. This will sicken you. This is why I keep telling you, when it comes to our students, when it comes to what we're teaching the kids, you guys need to step up. We need to step up. Take a listen. And keep your finger on the button, because I don't know what's going to be said. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Come on. Really?
I'm Jerry Amernick. I've written a book called The Last Witness. It's a novel about the last living survivor of the Holocaust.
Sorry, Jerry. Can't do this. I need you to move on, buddy.
And do you know how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust? Any idea?
Young people.
Millions.
Yeah. All right. And do you know when it took place? And what about in terms of the final solution? Do you know what that was? Have you heard of that?
I don't know.
Okay. Just some questions about the war. D-Day and the beaches of Normandy. Do you know what that was?
That was the last day that it was all going on.
With what was going on?
The war.
Okay. And who were the Allies?
Can you just hit me?
Man, we're going back to high school here. Was Italy in there?
Do you know who?
So what is it? You graduate high school, you can purge your brain of everything? Come on, think about this. There are some things that should be important enough for you to remember. Why we fought the Civil War, right? What the Revolution was about. What our founding fathers gave up. Why we had the country, or had, I should say had, did not have, the country that we have today, right? And if you have young people that just think that knowledge is only for the moment so you can take a test and move on, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
FDR was?
Peanut butter.
Nope.
How about Churchill?
Winston Churchill?
Yeah. Who is? You know who he was?
Honestly, it's embarrassing. I know
it
of the name of
it.
You know.
Oh, I know of the name. I know I've heard it before. I think can't tell whether it's a breakfast cereal or what.
How many were killed in the Holocaust?
Not exactly, but I'm assuming thousands.
You know what D-Day was in the beaches of Normandy?
D-Day. Normandy. I think it's not where they dropped bombs and stuff.
Who were the Allies?
Oh, definitely not
the Allies. Russia? One of them.
I can't.
Sorry. Who were the Allies?
Allies is with, right?
Germany and Russia?
Yeah.
Okay, and...
Oh, Germany was an ally. Who knew? Right? Isn't that beautiful? And she's guessing, obviously. Oh, just... Mike from Boston. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good, thank you.
You ready to throw up yet with that? I mean, the young people don't know anything about World War II. Thought our allies were Germany? I mean, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Critical
thinking. Might as well throw that out the window, right?
We don't. Why think? You've got that interweb thing in your hand, and as long as you can order a latte from it, what do you need anything else for, right?
Exactly.
All right. What can I do for you, Mike?
Give me my two mocha latte with the swirl, and I'll be good. Thank you.
Don't forget the caramel, buddy. Don't forget the caramel.
And make sure you put my fluoride and my Prozac for me, thank you.
Oh, God. All right, Mike, you want to talk about the modern youth. There you go. Good luck to you.
All right. What happened to memorization? When I was younger, we were taught the times table card, right?
Right.
What happened with that?
Well, no, they don't do that anymore. Now they do it on their fingers, and they don't want you to memorize. Under this new thing called Common Core, they don't want you to memorize because they say you don't really learn anything by memorizing, right? You could be like these buffoons.
Okay, then I can 8 times 7 is 56. Can a younger person do that?
Well, 3 times 6 is whatever you want it to. Well, nowadays it's whatever you want it to be. Have you studied Common Core? Because there's no real answer to Common Core. As long as you lay it out properly and you think through it properly, even if you come up with the wrong answer, that's okay, because we don't want you to feel bad.
I just think standardized testing as a whole is just absurd, because you can't test a group, but you can test individuals alone individually, and then you can test people in a social setting. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to test different in a social setting, whether you post individually or socially.
No,
I mean, how do we...
go ahead.
I don't know.
No,
I'm just
you're
curious
right.
of how we get memorization back into our school system.
You get guys like you and guys like me and other people who really want these kids to graduate knowing something, and you get you to get up on school boards, or you get you to show up at some of these meetings and pound the table and get them to listen to parents. Parents have disengaged to a big degree, and that's what happens. The school boards or education boards are afraid of parents. So if you show up at those meetings and you make noise, you'll make a change. But parents have disengaged, Mike. They're not there. They're not screaming until after the fact. It would make a big difference.
Parents are not educated themselves.
That's true. That's very true.
I mean, we could... is the teacher have to teach the student and the parent at the same time? Because that's what some of these teachers do.
Yeah.
When the student doesn't get it, it seems like the parent... The teacher's got to teach the parent, and that's when the schools get involved, and that's when the schools just stop passing people, and you don't have to know nothing anymore, because it's too much work for the school.
They lose money, Mike. It's all about the money, man. If you don't graduate those kids,
it's all about the dollar.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. By the way, I grew up in the north end of Boston. So,
did you?
When people tell me they're from Boston, I say, "Are you really from Boston, or are you from like Framingham?" So anyway, hey, thanks for calling. We got to go to commercial. I appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, and he's right. Why can't you memorize some dates? Why can't you memorize some historical facts? Part of that is so you can pull back on it or draw back on it so you know what got us in this mess to begin with. And to Mike's point, when you go to a store... Oh, I have a field day with them on change. But that's a story for another show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In an interview with CNBC, President Donald Trump defended his handling of the Helsinki summit, saying President Obama was a, quote, patsy for Russia, suggesting that he's been tougher on Russia than any president in recent history.
Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it.
During her weekly address, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi implored President Donald Trump to apologize to the American people for what she called disgraceful behavior following his meeting with Putin.
President Trump's actions have degraded the dignity of the office of the president.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he judges the administration by what they do, not by what the president says.
The fact that they're willing to change course and listen to people is a good thing, not a bad thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera.
Come on, that's not real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, being involved, being engaged, actually wanting to learn something. Look, I don't have all the answers. I love it when you guys send me emails, send me messages. I learn from the guests I have on. That's why I don't bring them on for you, don't you know? I bring them on for me. I want to be informed and get paid for it, too. That's always cool. Anyway, but I think the thing that bothers me, well, let's finish up on the Holocaust story. I'm just irritated that Zuckerberg doesn't see a need to pull hateful comments off about the Holocaust. But you make one mention, you make one perceived distasteful mention against the Muslim community, and they'll pull your page down. So don't tell me there isn't a double standard. Don't tell me he's not playing a game. And I guess when you got a good $1 billion, you can do whatever you want to do too. And there's way too many people, even conservatives, that won't fight for anything. And because they won't fight, this will never change. And I don't know. And then the Jews, we talk about this on a regular basis on the show. You know, you guys have got to learn how to fight back. You got to fight back with your wallets. You got to fight back with your friends. Not going to these establishments or using these places. That's how you make it work. That's how you make a difference. Otherwise, it's just crazy. You know, and again, I love this one too. Talk about taking some of your parental rights away, if you would. And Baltimore, they can't even enforce the laws they have, and now they're going to give you some more. A new Baltimore law, right, is barring sodas from kids' menus. So now when you go to the McDonald's or wherever you go, I guess it's going to have a menu for adults, a menu for kids. And you look at that, you know what, this is the thing I love. You can't have sodas. But they got all kinds of sugar. You know, there was a school district near me, and they have this special cart for kids in the morning. And on that cart, they have apples, right? Carrots and sticky buns. Now, you know that most kids are going to do the right thing and get the apple or the carrot, right? And these same morons don't allow soda. So you don't allow soda, but you allow the sticky bun. Isn't that, to put it in the words of a Saturday Night Live person, isn't that special? A new ordinance in Baltimore bars the restaurants from including sodas and other sugary drinks on kids' menus. The Baltimore Health Department says the measure went into effect Wednesday. Water, milk, and 100% fruit juices must now be in default beverage choices for kids at city eateries. Okay. Does anybody know what the term fascism means? Right? It's when you tell somebody what's good for them. You force somebody to do things the way you want them to do it. Now, children can still drink soda drinks, but an adult has to order it for them off the adult menu. I mean, seriously. Dr. Leanna Wen is Baltimore's health commissioner. She says the law will help families make the healthy choice, the easy choice. Right, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make life easy for you, because if it's not easy, we don't want you to do it, because we don't want you to feel bad. This is what I'm saying. We dumb down tests at schools. We dumb down tests to get into certain professions now. Why? Because people can't take them. They can't do them. They can't pass them. Can you really tell me that you can't look at your child and say, no, I'm sorry, no soda for you? Oh, Joe, you don't know. The kid throws a fit. And you know what? He didn't just start throwing that fit. Why is it I know parents close to me, I know parents where when the kids are with one parent, they get away with murder. All they got to do is point to the candy bar. Candy bar. Right? And the parent knows, oh my God, if I don't give it to him, he's going to pitch a fit, and they give it to him. Then you get with the other parent, and that parent looks at the kid and goes, you're not getting it. And that's it. They don't get it. There's no fit. There's no screaming. There's no yelling. That's it. I know parents like that. I've been around parents like that. Why do we need to make it easier for them? You chose to be a parent. That kid didn't choose you. You chose that kid. Be a parent. Make sure it behaves itself. Make sure it's going to school. Make sure it's learning something at school. Make sure that school's teaching your child something. You're paying for it. We want to make it easier on the parents to choose the healthy thing. It's real simple. You look at the kid and you go, no, you're not getting that. It's that simple. And don't say, Joe, you don't know. Yeah, I do. I had four kids. We went to restaurants. We went to supermarkets. Any one of those kids calls in here will tell you, no, we didn't do that. As an advocacy group called Sugar Free Kids Maryland says, Baltimore is now the biggest U.S. city and the first on the East Coast to pass this kind of measure, which takes parental rights away from their children to be able to shove sugar down their throats. Baltimore's health officials say seven California cities and other places do the same thing. They don't allow sugary drinks on kids' menus. So you're going to take them out of vending machines? No, really. I mean, where does this stop? It's like the, what's her name, Kimberly last night was going over the straw bans, right? You've got straw bans, you've got plastic forks, plastic knives, plastic spoons. Oh my, right? So I don't know what these people are expecting. I mean that seriously. Do they think they're actually helping the parent out? Is that what they're doing this for? It's going to make it easier for the parent to look at your 5-year-old and pitch the fit and going, I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's against the law. I can't buy you sugar. Really? And then if that isn't enough to insult the crud out of you. I love this stuff. I think this stuff is hilarious. A company called WeWork bans meat at company events. That's right. They won't let employees expense any meals that include meat because it's bad for the environment. I'm trying to figure this out. It's bad for, what is it, all the gas emitted by human beings who eat the meat? I mean, I don't get it. In an email to about 6,000 employees on Friday, the $20 billion office rental company announced that it will no longer reimburse employees for meals that include red meat, poultry, or pork, and will stop serving meat at company events. Now, what about my rights of freedom of speech? What about my rights to eat? Well, you know, I mean, I'm look at you loons on the left will fight for the rights of a football player to take a knee. What about my right to eat pork or chicken or meat of any kind? Notice they never put fish in here, though. Like, the poor fish, they get really the bottom of the barrel. Nobody cares about the fish. Right? Think about it. Whoever comes to the defense of the fish. No. Don't give me that dolphin stuff, right? You get all wigged out about dolphins getting caught in the tuna nets. Oh, my God. We're killing dolphins for getting caught in the tuna nets. What about the tuna to get caught in the tuna nets? You don't care about them? They don't matter? Oh, my God. Anyway. They say employees who need medical or religious allowances are being referred to the company's policy team. So, but you're going to have to go somewhere else? They're going to reimburse you a certain portion of that? What medical allowance would you need that would force you to eat meat?
Low iron.
Well, drink geritol. I don't know. I mean, there's dozens of ways you get iron in spinach, right?
Vegetables.
Spinachy. Yeah, that'll work. What? And don't they hear the dandelions and such screaming when you're pulling them out of the ground? I mean, think about how violent that is. I mean, they take that fruit, they whack it with a what do you call it? A machete. My God, how violent is that? I'm Joe Mussini. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you're doing it at the chat room, up at the website, therealsite.com, or if you're on that Facebook thing, and you're in there with the live feed, whatever it takes you to get involved, engaged, and start talking. I really, really do appreciate the time. So, I'm thinking of that soup Nazi. Remember him? No soup for you. On Seinfeld. And I didn't watch. I wasn't a Seinfeld watcher. I'm sorry. If I've insulted you, deal with it. I do that every night to a lot of people. So, but this is the same thing. Like, no meat for you. But really, if you think about this, why aren't they up in arms about this? Because, you know, remember, the football players aren't being allowed to take a knee because that's not freedom of speech. Because you don't get freedom of speech when you work for a company, when you're being paid by the hour, the minute. I think, what do those guys make, about $1,732 a minute? You're making that kind of money. I'm not paying for you to get down on a knee and get back up again. You know what I mean? The news was first reported by Bloomberg, and the policy change was confirmed. WeWork's co-founder and chief culture officer. Chief culture officer. Man, this stuff has changed. Miguel McKelvey wrote in his email that the meat ban has in effect reduced the company's carbon footprint. Uh-huh. WeWork estimates the policy will save 445.1 million pounds of carbon dioxide emissions by 2023 and 16.6 billion gallons of water and 15 million, million animals. God, this is, you know how scary this is? Right? The new research indicates that avoiding meat is one of the biggest things you can do, or an individual could do, to reduce their personal environmental impact. Yeah, who I would like to know who sponsored that study. PETA? Come on, think about it. let me see. Now, here's the thing about these Maronis, okay? They always talk about how bad carbon dioxide is. Now, I'm reading the article, right? These guys from WeWork said that it'll help reduce, listen carefully, the carbon dioxide output. So apparently, WeWork hates plants. Because anybody know what carbon dioxide is? What's it needed for? Come on, raise your hand. Right? Think about something. Carbon dioxide is what? It's absorbed by plants. They need it to live with. So I guess they don't want you to kill the cows. Maybe they do, I don't know. They definitely want to kill the plants. So they don't want to hurt the planet, but they do want to hurt the planet. So anyway, chief culture officer. Culture? So, okay, anyway. WeWork provides co-worker spaces for companies and locations around the world. The meat ban will affect offices in all of the companies located. Can you see them? They're so proud of themselves. We're so good. Because we... Really? The enterprise tech market is on fire. Oh, God. Never mind. I love when these things update on their own. But they provide co-worker spaces across the globe. So that means even if I'm in there helping somebody out, even if I'm in there doing something for someone else, I can't have my hamburger. But I don't know why that's such a big deal, because really, most meat today isn't even meat when you go to the fast food joints. Remember that story we did on that pink slime stuff?
Yeah.
Chicken patties, beef, any of that stuff is not really always beef. Right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And now, Google's reporting. I love this stuff. You don't know how much I love this stuff. Because we're already considered crazy and stupid. And there was a report that it flew by, which I thought was great. That they're reporting is that they're having a hard time reporting their finances because, A, they're so big and they can't get a handle on it. So Wall Street can't get an accurate value on Google. So, heck, if the banks are too big to fail, is Google too big to fail? I'm just saying, I wasn't going to go anywhere with that, but it's just funny. And the carbon dioxide thing. I love that, too. I think that's just wonderful. We need to start calling these people on the carpet for the dumb things they do. I've been listening tirelessly to all the things that President Trump has done to undermine this country, to sell out this country. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, you know as well as, you know, President Obama, El Presidente de Oblemo, who I call him, he went out of his way to, he sold out this country 8 different ways to Sunday. Right? I mean, I realize that President Trump is president now and can take care of some of this stuff. But why is it always his fault to clean up the mess? Because he hasn't moved fast enough to clean up the mess of President Obama. Remember, when Obama got in office, it was President Bush's fault for 5 years or 6 years. Right? What you keep forgetting is some of the things that went down when Obama was president. I mean, I love these guys. Some of these guys from the Washington Post, Trump is repaying Putin for helping him win the presidency. Who knew? You know, they were talking about, I couldn't find a story anywhere. But I heard in an interview where somebody said, you know, the Congress or the Democrats are considering issuing a subpoena for the translator that was in a room with Trump and Putin. Because they need to know every word that was said in there. Because we can't trust this president. You think, what about, can we get a subpoena to get the translator in that was in that meeting with Obama and Medved? Right? Remember that? And then remember when he said with the hot mic, I'll be more flexible after I'll be able to hand you more of the country and more of the country secrets after the election. And nobody in the White House would respond to that. In other words, the media was tripping over itself to protect him. But that was plain simple English. That was easy to understand. So I'm okay. Let's issue the subpoena for that. As long as we issue the subpoena for the FBI agents that were on that chance meeting on the plane with Loretta Lynch and Billy Bob Clinton. Let's get those field agents, because we trust them, let's get those field agents to testify that those two were only talking about grandkids. That would be great. Right? They had no problem with Obama running to reset Russia. Remember that whole stupid button thing, right? And they blamed the bad relationship with Russia on who? Bush. That's right. And when Obama met with Putin, he says, I'm aware not only of the extraordinary work that you've done on behalf of the Russian people as president, but in your current role as prime minister. Obama said this during a breakfast meeting at Putin's country home in Moscow. He said, we think there's an excellent opportunity to put U.S.-Russian relations on a much stronger footing. Hello? I'm looking for the outrage from the left on that. I don't find it anywhere. Obama met with I can't pronounce this guy's name.
Medvedev.
Come on, it's not English.
It's not Boston.
No, it's not Boston either. At the Kremlin. Putin received him at the Nova. He received him in a special place where a sumptuous breakfast with caviar was laid out. Trying to make conversation, Obama began by asking rhetorically, how did we get into this mess? You know, with the U.S.-Russian relations. I would have just pointed to Obama, but anyway. In response, Putin gave him an hour-long lecture on how to precisely it happened. And Obama never said a word. Didn't interrupt him one time. What did Putin get from Obama? You want to talk about paying somebody back? He got a free hand in Georgia. He got a free hand in Syria. The betrayal of Poland, right, vis-a-vis the missile shield. The betrayal of the Ukraine by refusing to provide its governor with useful weapons, a whole bunch of uranium, a deal with the Russian Iranian allies to go nuclear, failure to do anything about Russian actions, nothing, niente. But Trump's the bad guy. I love it. That's what we see, your host, just on the real side. A lot more coming up in the second hour. Don't go far. Really, don't go far. Heat up the coffee. Come on back.